Hello, everybody. It is Clint, and it has been so long since the podcast. It is unbelievable. I can't believe how long it's been. But that should tell you where I've been for a while. I have been working out my own salvation, my own spiritual experience. I've been working on myself, on what I call my shadow self, which is very important. Today, I want to talk to you about some things that hopefully you've seen on my Facebook post in the last few days because I'm getting very excited about it. And at some point, I've decided, you know, I'm going to be 47 in a month. And this is something I've always wanted to do and I've always felt called to. And to me, it sounds and seems fun. And I want to do it. And I know for a fact there are more people out there that are just like me. And what I'm talking about is I want to start a new community. I don't know what to call it. Not going to be a church. It may turn into something, a nonprofit. It may turn into just we meet once a month and we talk about these things. But I want to start a new community. And that community for me, I would love for you to join me in this. I would love for you to pass this podcast around. Send it to people on Facebook in a message. Post it on their wall. Send it in email. But that community for me will be, it'll be for those of us that the Jesus worldview that we've been handed over the past 50 years, it no longer works. That, for lack of better terms, conservative, right-wing image of God, image of Jesus that we have, it no longer works. And what am I talking about when I talk about that? That we are talking about that the normal Christian image of God is still this pagan image. It's this God that's like Zeus, the Greeks had of Zeus. He's sitting on this throne. He's a man with a beard sitting on this throne. And he at some point in time is going to send down lightning bolts, hurt us, judge us, have consequences for our quote-unquote sin, and that he's going to get us. This is the image of Christianity today. That there's this God, and Jesus is this God who sits up there on a throne and is going to get us. That at some point, there's this tribe you have to join, and you have to have the right beliefs, and if you don't have the right beliefs, Zeus, God, is going to get you. Like, we don't like that vision, and we don't like that image anymore, and we don't think that image works. Because what that means when we have that image is that we get to decide, because of right belief, because you believe like me, we get to decide who's in and who's out. To me, there's a big, huge difference between do you believe or not, or would you like to enter into this flow? And I'm going to talk about that flow in a minute. But to me, what that means is at some point, we've put God down into this category of, if you have the right belief, then you can join us. If you have the right belief, you would believe certain things about certain people in certain ways. And what that means is we know who's in and we know who's out. What that means at some point that we believe that we have to set up these programs and these things that say, hey, we know who's in, we know who's out. If you believe rightly, so if you don't, if you believe being gay is wrong and you're going to hell, and if you believe that being transgendered is wrong, if you believe that you can't give to the government shouldn't take over things, if you believe that whatever, fill in the blank of whatever that is, if you have the right belief, then somehow we know who's in and out. It's quite different than believing that, guess what? Everybody, everything belongs. So that's where I get to talk about the flow. What I believe is that everything belongs, that we live in this benevolent universe, that the Jesus that I know, that most people I think would join me on this journey, is more compelling than ever, because we don't believe in a Jesus that says, hey, you have to have a right belief and we know who's in and out. The Jesus we want to believe in and we know says, hey, everybody's in. Everything belongs. that Jesus came to heal everything, that Jesus came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what he was saying when he said this is, hey, there's a way to live life. There's a way to join this dance of being in healing and growing toward growth. And I'm showing you what that looks like. This is how you join the dance of the universe and be a part of what's already going on. I, Jesus, came to bring healing to everything and everyone, and that's going on. And no one is excluded from that. So when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, everybody gets to join in on that. It does not matter who you are. Gay, straight, transgendered, black, white, Asian, different cultures, different religions, different beliefs. We all get to join in on that, and Jesus is inviting us to join the flow. So for me, that Jesus is compelling. That Jesus says, hey, there is openness and acceptance and caring and compassion for people of all beliefs and all races and all sexuality and all ways. We want to encourage you that there's this dance, this flow of a benevolent universe that God says, hey, there's original blessing, not original sin, original blessing. God set up everything for our good. And God is healing things. And there's this evolution going on to heal things and bring things back to wholeness. That's what Jesus came. That's the face of God. That's the face of the universe. Jesus came. Hey, I came to bring everything towards healing. And that's going on with you or without you, but please join me in that. That Jesus is compelling. I want a community that calls us to say, hey, I want to heal myself, that calls me into the dark parts of my inner self, that shines a light of that Jesus onto my internal work, and that way I can change the world. So this is not a process of knowing who's in and who's out, and you have to believe right, and you have to be this, and that Jesus is not this exclusive Savior. Jesus did not come to say, hey, who's in and who's out. Jesus is an inclusive Savior. He is the promise of hope and healing. That, at some point, this is the human process. That Jesus says, hey, the gospel is, the good news is, proclaiming a hope for everyone and everything. That's the message of Easter. Everyone and everything lives in this benevolent, good universe that is going forth towards healing, towards unity, towards help. But what Christianity became in the last 50, 60 years, it became a measure of who's worldly and who's not worldly, who's in and who's out, who is good and benevolent and who's not good and benevolent. That somehow God became this Santa Claus, that he's up there like Zeus, sitting in his chair, has a list, checking it twice. He's going to see who's naughty and who's nice. And then what Christianity has become is we begin to be angry at all these groups of people who are somehow hurting us, that being gay and having gay marriage or having a different race or helping people who are poor or people taking our tax money or people who want to be in church and help and serve, they have to look and believe a certain way that, no way, we have to do this. And we do this because at some point, our ego says, hey, I need to feel separate and I need to feel superior. And instead of dealing with our shadow self, we deal with our separate self because our ego wants to take control and say, hey, I need to feel separate and superior. So what we do is we emphasize our differences and we emphasize how you believe and think differently than me. What we do is we say, hey, if I hear a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim say, hey, yeah, you know what? Our scriptures say, treat people with compassion. Our scriptures say this, and it sounds Christian, we tend to say, no, that can't be because you're Hindu, because you're Buddhist, because you're whatever. That's not right. We need to separate people. So what we need to do is make people different from us. We need to know the borders. We need to know the differences. You know, what we call this, in a lot of ways, is that we say that you should feel guilty. You should feel damn guilty because you're sinful. And when we say that to people, it defeats people. People walk around saying, oh, poor pitiful me, and oh, I'm awful, and oh, God, how are you going to heal me individually in my sin, and I got to make this go away? When reality is, what we need to be saying to people is, hey, join us in this, because we all are sinful and bad, and we all do things wrong, and we all get upset and angry and mad, and we all hurt other people, and we have to look at what I call our shadow selves and say, yeah, I need your connection. I need you to join with me. I need you to be vulnerable with me that I get this wrong too. I need you to help me change my thoughts. I need you to help me pick out when I'm angry and I'm frustrated. I need you to help encourage me. So we need to remain connected rather than always having to be correct. Let me say that again. We need a place where we can remain connected, not a place that we always have to be correct. Because what we like to do is we point and say to people that, hey, we need to say what needs to be correct, and that needs to be correct. You need to have the correct thoughts, and you need to have correct ways, and you need to have correct beliefs, rather than say, hey, what we need is to be connected. No matter who you are and what's going on, we need to be connected. This was the transformational message of Jesus. That we need to be connected. So what we need to do is face our own woundedness, because this allows you to become, us all to become healers. Because if we don't face our own woundedness, what we tend to do is we tend to tell ourselves, well, I have to look Christian, look holy, look nice, look proper. We don't want to look at our shadow. No, that's not me. No, I'm not like you. No, I'm not like you. No, I never think that way. Oh, look at those people. They're awful. Oh, look at that person there. Because we don't want to look at our own shadow. So we have to look nice and proper. And we don't show our wounds. We run from our wounds. And what we do is we create this other. Who's in and who's out. When reality is the risen Christ, the Jesus that died on the cross, he showed his wounds. He showed his wounds so that he could have glory. He didn't hide his wounds. So we all need a place where we can be vulnerable and show our wounds and still be loved and cared for. We can be angry and sad and confused and scared. We can be happy and joyous and excited. And people will say, oh, I love you. I care about you. How can we help you? How do I get some of that joy? What happens there? Without dividing each other over beliefs and correctness and right and wrong. So as we face our own woundedness, we can become healers to other people. Because we can say, yeah, I am like you. And I know that. And I've been there. And I am there. That Jesus, to me, that Jesus is compelling. That Jesus is the Jesus that people will want to turn to. That's the Jesus that gets people excited. That he's not a monarch on a throne that just gets involved every once in a while in our life. That the divine, the holy, the supernatural is within us already. We are each born with it. We each have it. We each have, and everything around us is spiritual. There is no difference between supernatural and natural. There is no difference between supernatural and natural. That you are both. There is a natural body you touch and feel, but you also were born in and have God within you. This is Jesus' transformational message. We have this within us, this myth of redemptive violence, that at some point, if you don't think right, and I can make you think right, so I can bomb you, I can meet you in submission, I can stand in target and yell how God doesn't love you, and how God thinks it's an abomination, at some point I will bring you along, and you will be in a better moral place. But the reality is that brings us down to somebody else's level. And reality is, that's a myth. There is no redemptive violence. That Jesus became a scapegoat on a cross to reveal the lie of scapegoating. Scapegoating is a mechanism that primarily that we used in the formation of our culture and our groups. What we say when we scapegoat other people, gay people, black people, white people, Asian people, people that are different, people that this, people that, people that are Democrat, people that are Republican, people that are whoever. What we're saying is, you don't have to know who, I don't have to know who you are, and I don't have to know what I'm for. I just have to know what I'm against. And I'm against this, and this, and this, and this. That way I know who's in and who's out. What I want to do is create a community that says, hey, I know what I'm for. I'm for love and compassion and peace and healing and hope. I am for us taking care of ourselves and knowing our shadow self so I can bring healing to myself, and thereby when I take care of myself, I can take care of others and I can help heal others. And Jesus came to bring that healing, physical, emotional, spiritual. I want to be a part of that community. But that's scary to most people. It means there are a lot of people who won't come to be a part of this community because when we don't know who's right and who's wrong, it's scary because somehow when we know who's right and wrong, we can know who the quote-unquote bad guys are, and they're not us. We can know who's in and out. But when we come to know who we are, that's something we can organize around too. We don't have to organize around who's in, who's out, who's right and wrong. We can organize around we know who what we all want. We want to love and be compassionate and be caring and be loving, and we accept all beliefs and we talk about that because God is in and through and a part of everything. So for me, that's that community that I want to create, that Jesus came down. And what Jesus is, as he says to us, hey, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And will you join me in this flow that of healing and it's already going on. And to join, you can be generous and loving and compassionate. If you don't want to join, you continue to be stingy and greedy and provide judgment to people. And to me, I want to know what I'm for. I want to be loving and caring and compassionate. Jesus is inviting us to join that kind of community, to enjoy that kind of dance, to dance together no matter who we are, what race we are, what sexuality we have, what our sexual orientation is, what our gender is, what our race is. We can come together with this inclusive Savior and join together to help everybody and all of creation move towards healing. That is the human process. That is the spiritual process. That is the message of Easter. And I'm asking, as long as I think Jesus is asking, will you join us in that process? So what I'm going to do is, on June 16th at 6:30, I'm pretty sure, at my office downstairs in what they call the theater, I'm going to talk more specifically about this in this community, and I'm going to bring up some ideas and some podcasts between now and then. I'm going to continue to talk about these ideas and talk about them in more detail-oriented and more togetherness and more make more sense, hopefully. But bottom line is I want you to join me on June 16th, that Thursday night, 6:30 to 7:30, just an hour to an hour and a half, to see if that's the part of community you want to be about. That the last 50 years of Christianity and the Jesus you've been handed that says this is a God who sits on a throne and throws lightning bolts down and decides who's in and who's out by correct belief doesn't work anymore. But Jesus is compelling. The Jesus says, hey, love and compassion, and I came to bring healing, and I came to love everybody and everyone and not exclude anybody by correctness, but I wanted to include everybody by connectedness, to bring everybody healing so everybody can deal with their shadow selves and help bring healing to the world. that Jesus is compelling to you, I want you to come to that night. And I'll have more information about that night. If that's interesting to you, comment on this blog, this the podcast. Let me know, like it, so I know there I am not alone, because I know I'm not alone. I know you are out there, that this idea resonates with you. And you go, oh, man, finally I'm not alone. Finally, maybe I can find a place where I can go be me and myself. So again, I'll have more information about that coming up here in the next week, and I'll probably put more podcasts out very, very soon about this. But let me know, comment, share, all those things as we move towards it. You have a great day, great week, and namaste.